kayo'y nakikinig sa SBS Filipino. Pakinggan niyo pa ang kwento sa sbs.com.au/filipino.
Narito tayo ngayon sa Sukoli dito sa Northern Territory, dito sa Darwin. At sa ating segment na Bakit Australia, kasama rin ng isang kababayan dito mismo nakatira sa Sukoli, si Neil Ariola. Magandang araw sa inyo, Neil.
Hello, magandang hapon sa inyo, TJ, and sa lahat ng mga nanonood. Then, thank you so much for choosing me to be part of the program.
Nabanggit natin kanina na itong segment ay Bakit Australia. Siguro yun ang una kong tanong, Bakit Australia, ba't ka na nag-migrate sa Australia?
Well, isa sa pinakamagandang bagay na nakita ko when you're comparing kasi yung ibang destinations. For example, if you're in the Philippines, tas iniisip mo, there's US, there's Dubai, there's Japan, and then there's Australia or the UK. Pag tinignan mo, of all of those destinations, which one yung madaling mag-adjust? Of course, pagdating sa language, you would be looking for yung mga English-speaking countries. Kasi most of us Filipinos naman, we already speak English. So, you'll probably take off Japan. Secondly, you'll find something that you'll miss the Philippines and you love going back to the Philippines. So, alin ang medyo malapit-lapit sa Pilipinas? And that would lead you to Australia. Yeah. One of the good things about being in Australia as well is that it's one of those countries kung saan, kung gusto mo ng malamig na parang Canada or US, may mga southern states. Then if you want it to be not as cold as those places, you have Darwin, the Northern Territory naman. Mm-hmm. So, the weather here is just like the Philippines, pero may bonus siya na when it's winter sa mga malalamig na parts, it's called the dry season here. So in between ng May to September, parang Baguio or Tagaytay siya that entire time.
Okay, so may ganung feel din pala. So parang kaya mas na-at home din yung mga kapwa Pinoy natin dito dahil sa weather, sa malaking ano. At bukod sa Australia, alam nabanggit natin kanina na ang Sukoli, ang suburb na kung saan pinakamaraming Pinoy at dito ka mismo nakatira. Bakit naman specifically napadpad ka ng Sukoli?
Well, it was by chance naman when it came to Sukoli. One of the things about Sukoli kasi is that it's in a bustling new metropolitan which is in Palmerston. So you have what's called a capital city in most states in Australia. So you have, for example, in Sydney, para sa New South Wales. Pagka naman sa Northern Territory, you have Darwin. Tas Darwin City itself, it has satellite cities sa paligid naman niya. So it's cheaper than being in the main city. You can have your own land, which is a good investment kasi at least it appreciates value. Then at the time na we were looking for property, yung expansion within Sukoli was good poised. So as other places na malapit sa city are hitting up mga 400, 500,000 at the time, so this was roughly about 5 years ago, 5-6 years ago, Sukoli was still at 400. So by investing inside Sukoli, you're actually making a good choice kasi now you're seeing an expansion in it. One of the other things that drew me to Sukoli is because it's not too close to other facilities. And also, the level of crime is not as high as other places. Of course, there will be bad apples anywhere naman. Pero inside Sukoli, you hardly hear na may mga break-ins or stuff like that one.
So, peace and security is a malaking bagay din. Ano? Sana nabanggit mo na yan. Ano? Siyempre, alam natin ang mga migrants pagdating dito sa ibang bansa, hindi lang masaya agad. Diba? Maraming challenges, maraming hamon na pagdadaanan, iba-iba yan. At karaniwan yan sa ating mga nagpunta sa bagong bansa. Ikaw, ano yung naaalala mo na nung dumating ka dito? Anong taon ba yan? Ano yung mga challenges na yun?
Just to play it safe din naman, para sa lahat ng mga thinking ng pag-migrate, of course, hindi siya bed of roses. And especially if yung mga family naman ng mga migrants, OFWs, mga student, yung mga working visas, please understand din na yung mga family members nyo that are abroad, hindi sila milyonaryo when they get there. So, isa sa mga pinakamalaking challenges is even before coming to Australia, before getting your visa, becoming a citizen, is yung pagpunta pa lang dito, laki na ng investment pa lang. So, you also owe it to the people that helped you. Now, you also have to give it back to them. Now, when you land in Australia, like I said, at least yung language is not a barrier. Pero, there will be an adjustment when it comes to culture. Yes. Kasi yung English mo will be a different English to them. May mga slang words na hindi mo magigets kagad. Sometimes you'll think na, oh, na-offend ko ba sila? Or mamaya, ako na pala yung pinag-uusapan nila. So at the back of your head, when you're here by yourself, it gets lonely. Tapos, you're not sure. tama ba yung tinataha kong direksyon? Is this gonna make me get into yung PR position? Is this gonna bring me towards my end goal? Mm-hmm. So, definitely yung lonesomeness, yun yung isa sa malaking problems, and yung cost of living. Mm-hmm. So, in the Philippines, maaari kang mabuhay doon sa salary na nandoon. Because you have a lot of friends. So, pag lalabas kayo, kahit sa bahay lang, yung get together, it's always fun. It's mm-hmm. always happy. Pero in Australia, you have to count yung hours mo because that's how you get paid as well. Mm. So kung ano yung ginastos mo para sa pagkain mo, is the same as ginastos mo para bayaran yung taong nag-prepare ng food na yon. So yung equal payment na yun na nangyayari, yung exchange, it's also beneficial if you're working. Mm. So if you pay $20 para bumili ng food na to, if you were working as well, you were gonna get paid $20 as well. Mm. So a lot of Filipinos here in Australia, they like to use their time as best as they can so that they can make money. Yeah. And then when they go home sa Philippines, that's where they use up.
Yeah. Pag mga weekend rate.
Penalty rates. Oh yeah, penalty rates are so much better. So a lot of people don't know. So pagka weekends, they treat you a little bit better. There's a penalty for that one. Pagka holidays, tas pagka weekend, holidays. So pang offset siya kasi kailangan meron kang work-life balance.
Ikaw ba, ilang taon, anong taon ka napadpad dito sa Osilor tapos dito sa Sukoli? At ano yung naging path mo papunta dito?
A bit of a history. Pero you're looking at coming in 2013, pero we came via Brisbane. Tapos moving up to the Northern Territory in about 2015, getting citizenship at about 2018, getting the house in Zocoli at 2019.
Pero gusto mo puntahan yung nakarating ka na ngayon dahil ano nang ginagawa ni Neil ngayon dito sa Zocoli as a work at also may negosyo ka na din kundi ako nagkakamali. Ano yung mga pwede mo i-share? Syempre hindi naman sa parang magyayabang ka, no? Pero syempre malaking bagay din na malaman yung estado mo lang ngayon after ng mga challenges na nabanggit mo.
Of course, yes. So tulad na sinasabi ko nga, you just have to have yung plano mo, yung direction mo when you're going to do things. Tapos you count yung hours mo. So in terms of that one, when I came to Darwin kasi, maraming opportunities sa Darwin kasi it's a little bit more remote than other major cities. So I started working out sa airline industry for 5 years with Singapore Airlines. Pero nangyari ang COVID. So of course, lahat ng international travel, na-cut off yon and I had to be let go. Now, I'm working with federal government. Now, I'm not allowed to say yung...
No, it's okay. You don't have to.
That
basta
one.
Sa gobyerno.
Basta sa Australian government. And on the side, I also do other things. So I do websites, I do photos and videos. So sometimes nag-host ako ng mga community events. Watch out for that one. At saka, meron din akong isa pang side gig which is collecting mga balikbayan boxes naman. Mm. So I can send parcels from Darwin back to the Philippines and also interstate. That one is through other franchises. So for example, if LBC, BM Express, KFC, and other businesses are looking to have parcels picked up from here, I have yung big van in order to do that one. Tapos dina-drop up ko sa mga depot, and then I facilitate yung transfer for them.
So, ang dami mong ginagawa doon. May time ni work and life balance ba? And nandun pa din. And also, syempre, sa family mo dito. Nandun pa din ba yun kahit na ang dami mong mga ginagawa?
Well, luckily for me kasi, I don't know if it's luckily or unfortunately, wala naman akong ibang family na nandirito sa Australia. So, hindi naman kailangang problemahin yung part na yun. Although, I do enjoy kasi yung having productive work. So, dun yung bumabalik na, okay, I'm doing this, mahirap siyang gawin, nagbubuhat ako ng boxes, pero when you see yung mga kababayan natin na, uy, na-receive na yung box sa Pilipinas, uy, thank you naman, nagawa mo to para sa akin, papadala ng motorsiklo, papadala ng motorbike, it makes me feel na, okay, I've done a good thing.
And, there's a value on it.
So even when I'm doing that one, let's say, you could always charge them as much as you want, let's say, kasi it's an urgent thing. Pero you just do it na parang, sige na nga, kasi... Siyempre, kababayan din naman kita.
Tapos, discount.
Oo, parang gawin na lang din natin para lang matulungan na kita.
Yun na lang, parang somehow nagiging tulong na rin, ika nga, at parang nagiging support sa community.
Oo. One of the things about Darwin kasi is although malaki ang population ng Filipinos here, let's say it's about 4% of the entire population of the NT, which is a big chunk kasi considering kung gaano karami yon, and you have a very strong presence ng culture dito. It's very nice for people to come over as well and see na, oh, you know this person here. Kasi for the size of Darwin and Palmerston and having that many Filipinos, let's say 20,000, lahat yan almost connected sa isa't isa. So people here are a little bit more careful when it comes to doing things dodgy kasi everybody else will know.
Nabanggit mo yung challenges and also itong mga successes, ika nga, di ba? Ikaw, ano, parang panghuli na lang sa'yo, Neil, ano yung mabibigay mo din na tips sa mga bagong dating dito or mga nagnanais din ako kayang i-juggle yung iba't ibang bagay to help community and also to also have a side like business siguro o side hustle na pwede nilang gawin. Ano yung mga tips na pwede mong ibigay sa kanila?
Okay. So, sa Australia, lahat ng bagay dito dumadaan sa certification at saka mga qualifications. Kumaga, yun yung nagbibigay sa'yo ng rights para gawin ang isang bagay. Dahil lahat ng bagay dito kailangan pwedeng i-insure at saka may accountability. So if you are coming here sa Australia, let's say as a student, of course, ngayon mo palang binubuo yung qualifications mo. Kung ano yung passion mo, it's always nice to do a linear integration. So maaaring technical to, ha? Pero ibig sabihin lang nun, kung ano yung end goal mo, kailangan yung steps na you're taking towards that one interconnected sa kanila. Hindi maganda yung kumare, sa Pilipinas, let's say, ano ka, galing ka ng call center, pero ang background mo, finance. Okay, tapos pumunta ka ng Australia, ginawa mo, nag-nursing ka, di, lumiku ka na. Tapos nung nakuha mo na yung nursing mo, bigla ka namang nag-teacher. So, ang nangyayari, imbis na nag-move forward siya, nagsasegue ka. So, mas maganda, mas mabilis yung progression mo if tuloy-tuloy yung plano mo.
Oh. Napakaganda nung nabanggit mo yung planning, ano? Dahil mahalaga yan para hindi ka makapag-aksaya siguro ng panahon, di ba, sa bagay na yan. At ako, maraming salamat, Neil, sa napakadami mong words of wisdom na naibahagi ngayon. Sabi,
i-like, i-share, mag-comment. Sundan ang SBS Filipino sa Facebook.